Hello everyone, I'm ASI staff writer John Cargan, and today we welcome ASI favorite Chris Gomez to the podcast. Chris is a decorated former U.S. Navy SEAL and holds an MBA from the University of Texas. He also represents Afterburner, which is made up of current and former fighter pilots, Navy SEALs, and other elite military professionals who bring their battle-tested processes to organizations around the world. Chris is the featured speaker at the ASI Show Chicago Motivational Breakfast, which is being held on Wednesday, July 25th. To register for the show and to purchase your breakfast ticket, just go to asishow.com. Chris, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful, and I'm glad to talk to you. You really are a favorite here at the ASI shows. And, we always get such glowing feedback. Can you tell people who may have not ever seen you, can you give them an idea of what your speeches are like?
Absolutely. That's very nice of you to say. I absolutely love speaking with the ASI folks. It's such a diverse audience with different skill sets. It's really interesting. But really what I expect to deliver is really an encouraging presentation that folks can immediately walk out of and start using every single day. They're going to start using a process that will get them better, whether it's in their business, in their home lives, whatever it is. It's just something that I'm going to talk to. It's a process that helped me and helped many others throughout our military lives and our business lives get better each and every day.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that process, because I think there's an interesting correlation there. Try and break this down for me. How does a military force like the U.S. Navy SEALs relate to a business environment?
You know, it's interesting when you think about how to relate that the environment that we as SEALs and fighter pilots and other elite military professionals operated in was very complex. It's a complex environment, just like the business world today. There's a lot of moving pieces that are happening daily. There's things changing all around you. But it's really about distilling things down to its simplest form, because you can't battle that super complex environment with another complex process. And it's all about being able to scale things down to its simplest form. And that's really where how we approach some of these issues. And what we're expecting is that we take what it is that we learned from our backgrounds and apply this very simplistic process that helps everybody get better each and every day. And that's something that everybody in business is really trying to achieve is how to get better at their jobs.
What kind of feedback have you gotten over the years from doing these speeches and sharing these military strategies with business leaders?
So tons of different folks have seen huge rises in sales. That's been probably one of the biggest verticals that I've worked with within an organization is their sales teams. And what we're seeing is increased accountability and increased like a team type mentality where people aren't carving out as big of a piece of their pie as they possibly can. They're trying to grow the entire pie so that whatever piece of that's whatever slice they may get, they're able to help the organization as a whole. And that's been one of the huge byproducts of being able to go out and speak with people again about improving their day-to-day business. And it's been really rewarding from my standpoint, and it's been really fun as well.
Well, that's awesome. So let me get this straight here. So you spent 21 years in the Navy?
I did, 21 years total.
And you were promoted to a SEAL instructor at one point, right?
So yes, after 5 years at my SEAL team, I was chosen to be a SEAL instructor. There was a couple of options, and I was chosen to be an instructor. And that was a really interesting time in my life, for sure.
Let's talk about that a little bit. What being an instructor, helping these young men and women, what did you learn about leadership in that time?
So thinking back to when I went through SEAL training, I was a 19-year-old kid. I was looking at the world, and especially SEAL training, through this McDonald's straw. So I was very myopic. And what I learned was, going back as an instructor and even being on the business end of the water hose, as I like to say, you gained a much broader picture. You started to understand where you fit into this whole thing and why we were going through such trials and tribulations and why training was so hard. And it was really about that long-range big picture. It was something that I couldn't necessarily see as a young student, but it was something that I certainly learned over time. And so I think that absolutely applies to leadership in that you have to paint that long range, big picture for the folks on your team to really understand. And you want to paint it with as crystal clear a vision as possible so that when you point to the future and you say, hey, guys or gals, follow me into where we're going, it gives them the why, the buy-in, and that's really what's important from what I can tell in the best leaders that I've worked with, is they really articulate why they're in and why they're doing what they're doing.
What would you say are some of the biggest challenges facing businesses and business leaders right now?
You know, as I alluded to earlier, we're talking about these complex environments. There's so many micro and macroeconomic things happening in the world. But one of the biggest challenges I see is, you know, one of the things that we talk about is we talk about a debriefing process. Well, it's very difficult to establish a debriefing process in your organizations if you don't have a clear planning, you know, mindset or a clear planning goal or clear planning horizon. What I see is very challenging is that businesses like to, they're so tactically focused on the here and now rather than thinking long term and using that long term vision for success, as I alluded to earlier, to back into what it is that they have to do today. And that's one of the biggest challenges is they're so tactically focused, they've got their heads down, they're not looking at the big picture. And so being able to apply a very simplistic process to the complex environment is really how how I think that the businesses are having to overcome those challenges. The most successful businesses are able to do that.
Don't you think, though, that, I mean, that just seems to be an issue with society in general these days? Everybody's so, focused on the here and now. No one really breathes in the moment, and no one definitely thinks long term because of just the way things are hitting us so fast.
That's right. Things are changing constantly, but if you really have a clear definition of who you are, it's not going to change organizationally, wholesale, who you are as an organization, why you're in this business to begin with. The changes and the ways that things move throughout the environment don't necessarily change that long-term picture for who you are. Think about yourself, as a 20-year-old college student, painting that long-term picture. You're going to school for a reason, this is a long-term goal. I want to become an engineer. I want to become a music professor, I want to, whatever it is, you paint that long-term picture. And sure, there's going to be things that tactically happen in the here and now, but by delaying a little bit of that gratification in the short term, organizations can continue to point to the future. And that's just the way that I like to approach many of these issues.
Absolutely. And we are going to be looking toward the future, and that future is July 25th. It's going to be a Wednesday, and Chris Gomez is going to be the featured speaker at the ASI Show Chicago Motivational Breakfast. To register for the show and to hear all of Chris's great advice, as he was so great to share today, purchase your breakfast ticket and go to asishow.com. Chris, as always, it's just a pleasure, man. Thank you for joining us.
John, I really appreciate taking the time, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in July. It's going to be awesome.
Have a good one.